I heard you out there trying to get inside information from Wayne Mauser. On
well, he's the guy, right?
Packer football. Yeah, he
he's
would
the
be.
He's the Packers insider, correct?
He is. He is the Civic Media Packers insider.
He still does he do interviews and stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. He doesn't go up quite as often as he used to.
Okay.
But that's good. He saves the mileage, you know?
Yeah, right.
And maybe someday he'll sit here and have a cold one with us.
Yeah, he should someday. I bet you he'd like that.
Yeah. There's a lot of. A lot of people within the New Civic Network that are in that area that we can get a lot of information and clips from.
Sure.
So it really helps the synergy of the sports and the company.
Good.
All right.
Cheers. I brought an Oktoberfest. You know, we're winding down. I think we got about a barrel left.
Really?
Yeah.
How many did you make?
A lot.
Lost count?
Yeah. Yep. Yep. But cheers.
You biked in. You
Happy Friday. Yeah. There's not too many bike rides left in the season, I don't think.
Before
so.
You put the little tire chains on.
And then you get the chains on and the snow tires and yeah.
Yep. So we've got a lot of projects going on. I don't know about you, but this is the season of projects.
Yeah. Yeah. We've got, we're trying to go on vacation here. So we're trying that. We're trying to get this bookstore open. We've got... Seems like everything going on at the brewery. Moosetoberfest was last Saturday. They had a record turnout, which was awesome. We were given Marion University has business and industry awards.
Yeah,
and it was their 44th annual. We somehow, I don't know how, we received the special achievement award.
Really?
So, yeah. Yep. Yeah. So I was at Marion on Wednesday evening and. It was a real nice event. Well, they do a good job over there.
You got that, but we got this to frame. Sponsorship appreciation certificate.
There you go. I got one
of
those too.
You
did.
Yeah. Ripping Fest nice. 25. Yeah. That was a good turnout.
Yeah. It was a good turnout.
Seems like such a long time ago. It was. It was in June?
Yeah.
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 Wow. How time flies. Now I got a roof getting started. I got siding going on.
Nice.
We've got just
Are you
lot.
Planning a wedding yet? Do you have
that,
a date?
We do have a date.
Nice. Yep.
And everything is just, I think the excitement gets everyone so much that everyone's trying to help and put in their two cents.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting back. I have no idea what's going on.
Good.
And that's the way I want it to
be. That's the way you want it to be, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So how long did it take you guys to plan yours?
Well, longer than it should have and longer than we wanted to. But my wife at the time, she was in nursing school. And she was going so she had already graduated college, but she was doing the accelerated nursing program, they call it. So it's it was full-time college student
right.
kind of thing. So she didn't want to plan the wedding during that. So I think we were engaged for a year and a half, which in my opinion is about a year too long. I think get it done. Yeah. Yep.
Pay your debts and move on with life.
Yeah.
That's
dragged on for a while. So.
So, yeah, we'll be about, I think, almost a year engaged.
Sure.
Which, that's about right.
That's about right.
Yeah. But, you know, I wanted something small because she knows quite a few people, but I know, you know, being in radio and five counties.
Oh, yeah.
Stopping into taverns over the years, you gather some friendships.
Yeah.
And I wanted something small, but that's not how it's turning out.
Yeah, yeah.
But isn't that the way it always
goes?
Well,
that's the way it goes.
Yeah.
Happy wife, happy life, you'll soon
that's
find
right.
out.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
I learned a new saying the other night when I was working on the Sea-Doo, which is a triple cylinder. Three in a row will make her go.
Okay.
I like those little sayings.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. Yeah.
So, and yes, I'm still working on Sea-Doos, but then in spring, you don't have to worry about stuff
right.
like that.
Yeah.
So, did you get the sailboat put away yet?
I did. Yeah. Yep. Feeling good.
Pretty windy out earlier in the week.
Yeah,
my goodness. That was worse than the day you went
out. Yeah, we could have gone water skiing that day.
Yeah, unbelievable. But it's nice to have everything winterized. I love this time of the year, as we always say. But,
oh, yeah.
And also putting stuff away, knowing that you don't have a major mechanical breakdown
right.
in the season is always a good feeling.
Yep.
So what's new in the world of Dave?
Let's see. Not too much, just, we have a, I didn't bring it because I wanted to bring the Oktoberfest, but we have a Dunkel on tap now, which is our first ever Dunkel. I love Dunkels. A dunkel is German for dark lager.
Okay, I was going to say I've never heard that term.
Yeah, so it's just it's a dark lager beer. So nice and smooth and crisp, but we've got some roasted barley and some chocolate malt in there. It's a draft only, but you can find it at a few of our accounts.
Is this kind of a one-time trial?
Well, we'll see. We put it on tap last weekend, and it's been going over really well. So I'll bring a can in next time I'm here. So.
Sounds good. I'd like to try that. Yeah. So are there any other new creations on the horizon you may dip your toe
into?
Well,
we've got My Sophia, our Belgian triple. That is, a lot of people love that beer.
That's the higher percentage.
Yeah,
one, right?
Yeah, that's the one. It's like 9%, but yeah. It goes down like real
like
smooth.
Like 2%. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're doing a little different this year. We're naturally carbonating it and bottle conditioning it, and so it's taking a little longer. But I think we're gonna have it ready in early December. So that's going to be kind of our Christmas. We always do a Christmas release. So I think this Sophia
warms your belly a little bit when you're watching those parades.
Yeah, it's going to be good. So I'm excited about that. We got the Dunkel. Ryan brewed some Charlotte, our Scotch ale, yesterday. So, you know, tis the season for the bigger, the heavier beers. You know, we've talked about this. Like, I love beer, but one of my favorite things about beer is like the change in seasons and then the beers change. And so, you know, now's this time.
You go from Rattlers to Oktoberfest.
To Dunkels, to Scotch Ales, to Belgians. And,
then
sober
up come February.
And then you bring out the Maybach. Spring is coming. And then,
very cool. Yeah. So you said naturally carbonated. How does that happen again?
Yeah. So you see, so we have to. We send it through another like re-fermentation essentially. So we add some more yeast.
Oh, okay.
And then that yeast will naturally eat those sugars that are still left in there and create CO2. And then if you capture that CO2, then it just takes longer. And it's a little more delicate, but then you just get like a little more intricate flavor and,
do you ever have to have people go in overnight and check stuff like that? Like, could you sleep through?
Well, you know, it'd be nice to have people, right?
Yeah. Right. That's why I said you.
Yeah.
You know,
every once in a while I'll stop in, you know, and check stuff out.
Because you can kind of oversleep the alarm on some of those, couldn't you?
Yeah. You know, there's nothing like super dire. And like some of our major stuff, we got alarms on. Like, I'll get an email notification or something. But
your yeast is ready.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Contact info, Dave.
748-5188. We got live music coming up, not tomorrow, but next Saturday with October Tree. So cheers.
Cheers.